Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking to the background story of From Greenland's Icy Mountains. From Greenland's Icy Mountains, 1819. A missionary has never written a great missionary hymn. But in 1819, a young Anglican clergyman wrote a missionary hymn at the request of his father-in-law, little dreaming that 4 years later, he himself would be destined to go to a foreign country to preach and there to die. On Friday afternoon before Whit Sunday, Pentecost, 1819, 36-year-old Reginald Hebert was sitting in the study of his father-in-law, Dean Shipley, vicar of Wrexham, an ancient town in North Wales, discussing the sermon the older man planned to preach on Sunday. The dean said to his son-in-law, "Reginald, next Sunday we are to receive an offering for the Society of the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Countries." "What will you preach about?" the younger man asked. Dean Shipley replied, "The Great Commission, of course. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I have my sermon about ready, but I need an interesting story or poem with which to conclude." He looked up at his guest, smiled, and said, "Reginald, what's the good of having a brilliant poet for a son-in-law if he can't help his father-in-law out in such a time as this?" "What do you mean?" "Just this. Write a missionary poem that I can read as I close my sermon Sunday. After all, it isn't as if you never had written poetry before." The older man was right. Reginald early had displayed unusual literary gifts. In 1800, as a youth of 17, he had won a coveted prize at Oxford University with a long and remarkable poem on Palestine. It had received such applause as never had been heard before in that sedate gathering. "But Dean Shipley," the young man protested. "Enough of that," the dean interrupted. "And while you are at it, make it a hymn instead of a poem, one we can sing as well as read." To placate the older man, Reginald Hebert took a piece of paper and a pen, sat down at a small table nearby, and, after a few minutes of deep thought, began to write. 15 minutes passed before either man spoke, the silence being broken only by the scratching of Heber's pen on the paper. "I have 3 stanzas, Dean Shipley," Heber said. "Would you like to hear them?" "By all means, read them," the older man commanded. Heber read the first stanza of his first hymn. "From Greenland's icy mountains, from India's coral strand, where Afric's sunny fountains roll down their golden sand. From many an ancient river, from many a palmy plain, they call us to deliver their land from error's chain." When he finished the 3rd stanza, Dean Shipley nodded his head in approval. "Magnificent, thrilling, challenging. The entire service will be worthwhile if I do nothing but read those 3 stanzas. But the poet shook his head. "It is incomplete. A note of victory is lacking. Let me try my hand at a 4th and final stanza, he explained. "Leave it alone," the other man protested. "Another stanza would spoil everything." But the author was not to be denied. "Go on with your studying," he said, "while I work on the closing stanza." "Well, if you insist, have your way," the dean commented. "If the final stanza compares with the others, I will be agreeably surprised." After another short period of silence, meditation, and writing, Heber said enthusiastically, "I have it now. Listen. See how this stanza brings the poem to a grand climax." "All right," the dean replied, "but I have my doubts." Heber read aloud, "Waft, wafty winds his story, and you, ye waters, roll, till like a sea of glory, it spreads from pole to pole, till o'er our ransomed nature, the lamb for sinners slain, Redeemer, King, Creator, in bliss returns to reign." The greatest missionary hymn of the 19th century was read for the first time in Wrexham Church, North Wales, on Whit Sunday, 1819. In 1823, 4 years later, a woman in England found a copy of the stanzas in a religious journal and sent it to a friend in Savannah, Georgia. This lady sent the poem to a 31-year-old musical bank clerk who worked a few doors from her home. In half an hour, he returned the poem with an original tune he had composed as spontaneously as Heber had written the stanzas. The composer was Lowell Mason, who became the father of American hymnology. Also in 1823, Heber accepted the appointment as Bishop of Calcutta, his parish including not only all of India, but the island of Ceylon and the whole of Australia. He died there very suddenly in April 1826. Many of his greatest hymns were published after his death by his wife in a volume entitled Hymns Written and Adapted to the Weekly Service of the Year.
From Greenland's icy mountains, from India's coral strand, where Africa's sunny fountains roll down their golden sand, from many an ancient river, from many a palmy plain, they call us to deliver their land from error's chain. What though the spicy breezes blow soft o'er Ceylon's isle, though every prospect pleases and only man is vile, in vain with lavish kindness the gifts of God are strewn. The heathen in his blindness bows down to wood and stone. Shall we, whose souls are lighted with wisdom from on high, shall we to those benighted the lamp of life deny? Salvation, O salvation, the joyful sound proclaim, till earth's remotest nation has learned Messiah's name. Waft, waft, ye winds, his story, and you, ye waters, roll, till like a sea of glory it spreads from pole to pole, till for his ransomed people the Lamb for sinners slain. Redeemer, King, Creator, in bliss returns again.
This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.